reminded me that you had to jump away for. And I kind of wonder if that's...
No, I think, you know, he... that's all he said. He had every right to really get on us, and, you know, we didn't play a very good first half at all. But he just told us we have something to play for, and you guys want to do it or not. And so I think guys responded well to that. We came out better in the third quarter. We didn't necessarily took off right away, but we were competing harder and, you know, playing smarter. That's what we needed to do.
And the difference then, do you think, when you came out, was it just that playing harder, or were there defensive switches?
Yeah, it was mostly just playing more focused. I think there wasn't really much of it. We just may change up a couple things and try to on them, but I think it was, you can run whatever scheme you want. If you're not, you know, attacking them with your scheme, it's not really going to do much. So I think we just played better.
That seemed to be the message during the Cleveland game, too, just play harder in the second half. Why do you think that's been a problem in the first half?
This is a great question that we need to address, because in the playoffs, we can't rely on a good half to win games. So I thought we actually came out the game pretty well. I think we were up 18-8 in the first quarter. But there was a stretch there, you know, the rest of the half, we just, you know, we kind of started coasting, and they had some guys get hot. So, yeah, it's a 48-minute game. We have to remember that and start putting them together.
Coach said he thinks that you're underrated defensively. Do you feel like that's something you're focusing even more on this year, or just a consistent thing?
No, it's something I'm always focused on. I'm trying to... You know, I'm not the fastest guy, but I try to be in the right spot and try to, you know, do the right things on the weak side. I'm the help defender. And, I don't know. I just try to do my job.
Kind of unique to play a Western Conference team this late in the season, and you won't face them again. What are your takeaways then from this team? What did they teach you?
I think it's with any team. You know, you have to come out, you know, play a 48-minute game. They present a few challenges. You know, a wing that handles the ball well, Devin Booker's going to be a great player. And then we have to be able to contain, you know, high-scoring wing a little better. They have a couple bigs who are really good at screening and rolling hard to the basket, which there's a couple teams we could play in the playoffs that do that well, too. So there's different coverages we'd use for different matchups. And it's good to be sharp with all of them.
I wanted to ask you about the practices for you guys.
Yeah, no, I think it's a huge deal for us. And we're grateful for that little gym behind us. But I think it's time, you know, to evolve. And, you know, this is what, you know, the teams who are really committed to being championship caliber teams are doing. They're, you know, spending the money and putting together a great facility. And from everything that I've seen, it's going to be amazing. We're, as players, very grateful.
There's the element to it that it